Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and I am your host today, as I am every Sunday. Hey, folks, we're at 9 o'clock now, so yay, how fun is that? I did get a couple of calls from some of our 8 o'clock listeners, and they're going, where'd you go? Well, not far. We moved just a little bit, so hopefully you can find us there. And hey, I wanted to just tell everybody at the top of the hour, first off, thanks for tuning in. If this is your first time listening to Your Partner in Law, welcome aboard. And I would like to just kind of guide you to our website, yourpartnerinlaw.com. Please check out all our stuff there, our web access to our blogs, to our events, our newsletters. It's all there. You can link through to the law firm. You can link through to Cairo. You can link through to KTTH. You can get an automatic listen live button. So, you can just put a little app on your phone and all kinds of ways. Do check out our blogs. Last week was really good, Scott. I don't know if you got a chance to read all of them or not, but we did a lot on business, LLCs and things like that, because we have so many folks in the area that are, either business owners for active businesses or real estate investors. And there are literally thousands of LLCs formed, like, I think every week. And so we had a nice series last week and helping folks out on that. So I wanted to kind of put a shout out on that. And, sign up to get our weekly blog digest, folks. It's real easy because sometimes I know it's hard to get to them daily. I try to get them out every day, but, I'm not perfect. But most days we get them out. And check those out, but you can get a weekly digest of those, and it's really kind of gives you a nice continuity then. Because I try to, in some weeks on the blogs, folks, I try to do them around a theme. So, part A, part B throughout the week. So you're just getting, one page, two page type of sound bites, if you will, but kind of guiding you through from the beginning to the middle to the end. And it seems to work out really well. Well, Scott, folks, Scott Ralston's with us this morning.
Good morning.
Scott. Everybody knows Scott out there. Scott is Scott's kind of a different cat to be in the estate planning world, but not really.
No, there's a few of us out there.
There's way too many, but it's not what you're not what we normally think of when we talk about estate planning attorneys, because you kind of have for the last 20 odd years, give or take a little bit, have really focused on estate planning gone wrong. We could do one of those movies, estate planning gone wrong. And that would be maybe the history of your career, because you help people who have been harmed or injured in the estate planning arena. In other words,
or just need help
through guardianships, through things of that nature, contested probates, and all of the different things. And if we were to count up how many cases we've had on abusive powers of attorney, we would lose count rather quickly.
or abusive powers of attorney, or powers of attorney that just don't work.
They just don't work. And then another thing, Scott, that you and I have talked about somewhat ad nauseum is this concept of trust and reliability and honesty and fair dealing, which we have a word for in law, when it deals with people. And that's called being a fiduciary. And this is something we've talked about, many, many times over the years. But I really wanted to highlight it because, where we are as a society right now, I don't want to turn this into a big political debate or something like that, but we have a situation where so many people are looking for an out, someone to blame. It's someone else's fault. How could that have been my fault? And the ability for people to trust people within their professional relationships, I think, is difficult. Because very few situations in life, when you're dealing with another person, do they have an affirmative duty to you of trust and loyalty and carrying out what's in your best interest, regardless of what's in their own. And this creates a lot of tension, Scott, I think, in the estate planning area. Because for an estate plan, folks, you need a lot of folks involved. And sometimes we don't put all these things together. But this is what we've been talking about for years, about being integrated estate planning, bringing in all of these ancillary folks into your estate plan. Well, certainly you have your attorney at the apex, if you will. The attorney is the designer of your plan, if you will. So they're going to help you craft your estate planning documents, wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directors. We're going to talk about all those in just a sec. And then we need to say, well, what about my investments? And how are they going to be managed now in concert with my plan? Because, you know, we have a plan now. And now we're going to use that for our investments. We're going to need insurance. All of us buy insurance. All of us hate it. I get it. But we all are going to need insurance. The question, of course, is which insurance do we need and which amounts? How should it be designed? We've got life insurance, long-term care insurance, of course, and then all our liability insurance, auto insurance, home insurance. I mean, insurance, right? Goes on and on, our medical insurance, healthcare insurance. So there's no shortage of that. And yet when we're dealing with some of these ancillary folks, and let's throw in your CPAs, when you're dealing with these, the question is that person you're dealing with, are they a fiduciary? Do they owe a duty to you? Now, I want to keep that in perspective from the professionals you're working with, having to be these trusted fiduciaries that owe you the full truth. Not the partial truth, but the full truth, full disclosure. This is the key to being a fiduciary, is not just disclosing certain things, but disclosing all things, including those things that are very negative about the product or service that you might be getting. We'll throw annuities in there for something highly controversial in the market on different views as to whether or not these are even able to be sold under a fiduciary rule.
Yep. And that's just the disclosure rules of fiduciary. So that's the starting point of being a fiduciary.
You know, and what I wanted to do, folks, too, is kind of blend the worlds now of being a fiduciary between those you work with professionally, your attorney. Of course, we are the apex of being fiduciaries. Does that mean every attorney carries out their goals and their duties and responsibilities perfectly? Probably not. We're humans, too, just like everyone else. But overwhelmingly, I think I can say that, you know, the vast, vast majorities take this fiduciary rule incredibly seriously, because you lose your bar license if you breach these rules. This is one of the foundational, fundamental things of law, is being that true fiduciary to our clients. And certainly at Gregorick & Associates, anyone that's worked with us or for us or those things know how seriously we take that. But now I want to turn this a little bit around for our discussion today, because I'm not going to focus so much on the professionals you're dealing with. We'll weave those in a little bit, but I really want to talk about the lay folks that will be in fiduciary or fiduciary type relationships with you. And so in those, we're going to be talking throughout the show today about your executors, your personal representatives, trustees, successor trustees, guardians for your minor children, maybe your healthcare agents, your attorney, of course, anybody that's acting in a capacity under any power of attorney called an attorney in fact, all kinds of things. Financial advisors, they come in two versions. They come in a fiduciary version and a non-fiduciary. 99% are non-fiduciary. And yet I find that many of you don't take those types of this fiduciary thing into consideration when choosing a financial advisor. I mean, if I ask you a question that says, would you rather deal with a financial advisor who has a legal duty to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or would you rather deal with one who can provide you with selective truths? because that's the difference. The non-fiduciary can't lie to you. They're just not under an obligation maybe to tell you everything. They maybe tell you the good, but then they forget the bad and the ugly, and there's nothing that doesn't have some bad and ugly, right?
And we have certainly run into cases, especially when it comes to financial products, especially annuities. We have run into issues where individuals lacking a fiduciary duty also lack candor because of their own self-interest in selling very expensive, high commission, inappropriate, you know, annuities for individuals.
It's very challenging for any person, regardless of their profession, to act in a fiduciary capacity when there are very large commissions at stake.
Yeah, and they vary.
You know,
it's, because if you pick product A, you as the person selling that annuity, if you know you're going to get a significantly greater commission over selling product B, even though product B would be a better product for whomever is sitting in front of you, you're going to head towards product A.
Well, and let's assume, Scott, that product A and product B are exactly the same. Just one costs more. Just like, you know, going to the store. I can go and buy my, you know, my Levi's. I can go to, you know, a high-end department store and pay a much higher price than if I go buy my Levi's or my jeans at Costco. Same jeans. So that's a commodity. When two things are identical, you know, two rolls of toilet paper, that. So now let's just pretend we have two mutual funds. They're identical. They work identical. They index off the same thing. They both index off the S&P 500. They both have exactly the same holdings, the same percentages. And one might cost you half a point to buy, and the other might cost you 2.5 points. Well, the one with 2.5 points has 2.5 points in it, so they can pay big commission. You can't pay a big commission if the fee is only half a point. There's not a lot to give. But yet, as an investor, do you want to give that couple percentage points to the non-fiduciary? Do you want to do that? 90% of you do. The majority of you work with non-fiduciary financial advisors, the vast, vast majority. And it's because maybe you've never heard of this distinction. And so we want to make sure you understand that. Hey, if you have a question, comment, concern, like to jump in, I'd love to talk with you this morning. This is our 9 o'clock hour of Your Partner in Law. Give us a call live on air, 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476, Your Partner in Law. Hey, we'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
My father always used to say to me the three worst words in the English language, and I used to say it right along with him, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And the reason these are the most regrettable words is because you had some knowledge that you should have done something, but you didn't. You could have, but you didn't. And you would have, but you put it off. And that's where you find yourself. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of retirement have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas come flying up right in their face because they were not proactive. They didn't take care of the will. They didn't take care of a trust. They didn't do what they needed to do about real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. You can hear him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. The guy is an expert in the complicated field of what you need to do to prepare for retirement. You can schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick Gregorick, and let me tell you, it is complete. No shoulda, coulda, wouldas here. Rick Gregorick at yourpartnerinlaw.com, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. On Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick at the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. Give us a shout out, rjglegal.com. Hey, before we get back to our fiduciary discussion today, Scott, I wanted to talk just a little bit and encourage people because this is probably it. Retire Meet 2019, folks, February 16th, Maidenbauer. Our great colleagues and longtime friends of Tom Koch and Don McDonald.
Speaking of fiduciaries,
we can get into that. But Retire Meet's coming up. It's almost sold out. We've almost sold out Maidenbauer Center again, fifth year in a row. We would anticipate wrapping sales up this week, folks. So please do get in and get your tickets now if you've been kind of sitting on that fence post. Every year there's folks that are, left at the door, so to speak. And we don't want that for you. Retire Meet is one of these events that is a signature event in our area. We do a couple of them. We do Retire Meet. Later in the year, we're going to do the Retirement Roundtable. But for Retire Meet right now, we've got this incredible, or I should say Tom and Don have put together this incredible list of speakers from Consumer Man. Herb Weisbaum's going to be there. We're going to talk about senior housing and care options. We're going to be talking about the financial fundamentals for females. We've got Barb Devereaux going to be talking about that. Of course, I'm going to be talking about getting your estate planning up to date and getting it going. Part of growing old and part of retiring is enjoying life a little bit. That's one of our goals, right? I think that's on my list. Have fun, travel. And so we're going to have Ed Perkins from Smarter Travel. He's going to talk about this. You know, how do you integrate this into your life? Because it, too, requires planning. You know, we've got Dr. Laurel Beeden is going to be there. Folks, it's all about Social Security. I know all of you or all of us who are interested in as we retire, Social Security and all that's encompassed there. So she's going to help demystify some of that stuff. There's going to be some tremendous speakers from Dimensional Funds. It just goes on and on. We've got Julia Reed. She's out of the Schwab Charitable Giving Plan Giving Organization. She's going to be talking about that. Long-term care options. Retirement transitions. You know, for a lot of folks, and especially business owners and executives and, you know, leaving the job and going into retirement can be challenging. You know, these job separation things. If you're a business owner and you've been working that business for 40 years, what do you do one morning? You get up and say, I don't have to go to work anymore. Now, we're all looking forward to that, but sometimes it has some psychological impacts or some difficulties or just some transition frustrations. Anyhow, we got Pete Finland's going to be there, and he's a certified retirement coach and helping people transition from working life to that. So
that's a really neat add to our program.
Well, like every year we're trying to add more people because, as we talk about, integration into your planning is so important. We've got to bring all these things together, your taxes, your money, your insurance, your housing. It goes on and on. And then, we get all that stuff. Let's have a little fun. So let's bring in the entertainment, the travel, and how we do those things. And let's have fun. Herb Weissbaum, the consumer man. I mean, it's delight to have him here. He's fun to listen to. But folks, please take him very seriously. The scams that are perpetrated on all of us, but especially on seniors and vulnerable adults, is it's just downright disgusting and disturbing. So we're not really too thrilled about that. So see if we can pick that up. So retiremeat.com for 2019. Retiremeat.com. Get your tickets now. They will be sold out. There's only a handful of tickets left going into the weekend. So I'm sure they'll be gone by tomorrow. So get on there today. So looking at our fiduciaries, I wanted to start talking about the fiduciaries in your estate plan. And the first one I wanted to talk about, Scott, is the personal representative, which we all know as the executor. You know, we changed that term. The legislatures across the country changed the term executor to personal representative a number of years ago. I'm not entirely sure why we still call it executor.
There used to be administrator, administratrix, executor, executrix.
Executrix.
and now it's... Yeah. Personal representative.
So executor was masculine, executrix was feminine. Now, when we sign a will, Scott, it's the testator, if it's a man who signs the will. If it's a woman signing the will, it would be a testatrix. So it's kind of interesting. Law's words, right? But anyhow, we still use the term executor and personal representative somewhat interdependently, no longer really associating the word with whether or not someone's male or female.
So. And then a lot of other states, you know, since we're onto the topic, a lot of other states use conservator instead of guardian.
In the guardianship role.
And so that's another thing. We use guardian.
Right. So now your personal representative, your executor, they're a fiduciary, folks, held to this high standard of duty, care, loyalty, obedience, honesty, full truth, full disclosure, doing what's in your best interest, even if it's to their own disinterest. Yes. And this is the key. And we're gonna take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll be taking your calls at 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476, and we're going to expand on what it means to be a fiduciary when you're an executor. We'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a Partner in Law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the Elder Law or Estate Planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
My father always used to say to me the three worst words in the English language, and I used to say it right along with him, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And the reason these are the most regrettable words is because you had some knowledge that you should have done something, but you didn't. You could have, but you didn't. And you would have, but you put it off. And that's where you find yourself. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of retirement have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas come flying up right in their face because they were not proactive. They didn't take care of the will. They didn't take care of a trust. They didn't do what they needed to do about real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregrick. Rick Gregrick is my estate planner. You can hear him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. The guy is an expert in the complicated field of what you need to do to prepare for retirement. You can schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick Gregrick, and let me tell you, it is complete. No shoulda, coulda, woulda's here. Rick Gregrick at yourpartnerinlaw.com, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself,
I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, we're back. I'm Rick Gregorick. You're listening to Your Partner in Law because I am your partner in law. Got Scott Ralston in the, we call this the office today, but it's the studio, of course, our Cairo Sunday morning and our KTTH Sunday morning office. Today, folks, we're talking about something that is, I think, really foundational and fundamental when you're thinking about doing your estate planning. And that's this idea of working with fiduciaries, people who owe you a duty, not someone who owes a duty to their own pocket. And that's really what it boils down to. So right beforehand, we were talking about one of the, you know, fiduciaries that all of us will have at some point in our life, some personal representative, executor, that is going to be settling our affairs. Now, if we have a will, it's an executor. If we don't have a will, we call it an administrator. Either way, they're fiduciaries. Now, one of the challenges with the fiduciary is acting in the benefit of the person they're working on behalf of, even to their own detriment, even to the fiduciary's own detriment.
And this is a common issue.
Now, in estate planning, this is really foundational because the majority of you choose family members, generally children, sometimes grandchildren, but generally children, who now are going to be acting in a fiduciary capacity, but they're also a beneficiary.
And the other, just because we want to get this clear, the other that people typically choose is a second spouse or domestic partner.
That's right. You're right. Thank you very much. So, married couples, first one's the spouse usually.
Yes, and this is where we run into issues.
And so if I am the executor, the personal representative, and I am also a beneficiary, this is 90% of the family planning.
You got two hats on here.
Now I've got an inherent, clear conflict of interest between myself as the executor and myself as the beneficiary. So now if I have siblings, let's say I have two siblings, so there's three, mom and dad had three children. I, as one of those three children, am now the executor. Well, I owe the highest duty to my siblings and technically myself as a beneficiary, but I owe it to them as a heightened fiduciary standard of care and doing what's necessary. And boy, does this cause problems in estate planning. Scott, why don't
you tell me,
what does this do in estate planning with this conflict?
So there are so many different iterations of this. And what occurs oftentimes is that the personal representative has a self-interest. They have a desire for a particular outcome that enriches themselves.
And like they want mom's house.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I was thinking in the context and where I brought up a new spouse is oftentimes we will have a lot of conflict that arises between a new spouse and the decedent's children because the new spouse, and I'm kind of jaded, so sometimes I just use these types of phrases, but they do an asset grab. And what they are wanting to do is take as much of the estate as they possibly can, both inside of the probate and outside of the probate, and they will inevitably cause some sort of conflict, and they are potentially doing something that is contrary to the best interests of the beneficiaries of the estate, i.e. the decedent's children.
You know, and along those lines, Scott, it's the standard. Let's say, you know, my second wife is the executor and my three children are beneficiaries as well. But maybe they're not the first beneficiaries. Maybe my spouse is legitimately the first beneficiary, but I leave that money behind in trust. with the balance, or what we call the remainder, to go to my children.
Yep.
So that's where we have a very heightened issue as well, because the children who are what we call remainder beneficiaries are owed a duty by the fiduciary to protect their future interest.
Exactly. And what we see is various issues that arise where surviving spouse, will fund a trust. Either they'll underfund a trust, or they won't fund a trust, or they will fund the trust, and then they'll gut the trust. Just whatever it is that they end up doing, they effectively disinherit decedent spouse's children over time or even instantaneously. These are all potential breaches of fiduciary duty. Of course, I mean, there are clear breaches of fiduciary duty, and then there are cases where there is a bit of a difference of opinion and you end up in, you know, protracted litigation. I mean, the clear one is, you know, funding the trust and the day after funding the trust, pulling every single nickel out of it. That's a clear breach of fiduciary duty.
And folks, I want you to understand, not all of you do this, but unfortunately, too many do. The question would be then, the question that is just begging to be asked is, well, since this is happening, is there a way that I can protect myself? And I guess the answer is absolutely. There is a way you can do that, and we're going to talk about that when we get
back. Proper estate planning.
And we're going to talk about how to protect yourself and also protect those that you've chosen to be your fiduciaries and your beneficiaries all at the same time. Hey, I'd love to talk with you this morning at 888-973-5476. Give us a call. That'll get you right on air. 888-973-5476. Your partner in law. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
My father always used to say to me the three worst words in the English language, and I used to say it right along with him, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And the reason these are the most regrettable words is because you had some knowledge that you should have done something, but you didn't. You could have, but you didn't. And you would have, but you put it off. And that's where you find yourself. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of retirement have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas come flying up right in their face because they were not proactive. They didn't take care of the will. They didn't take care of a trust. They didn't do what they needed to do about real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregrick. Rick Gregrick is my estate planner. You can hear him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. The guy is an expert in the complicated field of what you need to do to prepare for retirement. You can schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick Gregrick, and let me tell you, it is complete. No shoulda, coulda, wouldas here. Rick Gregrick at yourpartnerinlaw.com, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick.
on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. Today, we're talking about
trust.
Not the document trust, but trust, you know, between two people. And we're talking about the fiduciary rules and standards. And we just barely touched the surface of this because so many people in your estate plan are fiduciaries, but many aren't. We've talked about the many who are not many times, and today we were focusing on those who are, and we're really focusing on the personal representative and the executor, because everything that kind of goes on there has to do with agents under powers of attorney and healthcare directives and all these other things that our family members are predominantly doing, whether it's our spouse or our children. And we're talking about this inherent conflict that if I'm the executor and I'm also a beneficiary, I have this heightened duty. Or we were talking a little bit about the blended family. I die, I leave money to my new spouse, my second spouse, and I say, but it's in trust, remainder to my children. Then my spouse is going to owe a duty to my children as remainder beneficiaries. And this causes a lot of issues. And we said, well, is there a solution? Well, we wouldn't be talking about it if there wasn't something that you can do. Is it a perfect solution? Nope. But it's way better than if you do nothing. The do nothing rule is the hard one to deal with. But when we do proper estate planning, one of the discussions that you need to have with your attorney, and your attorney should ask you about your fiduciaries. What about them? What do they do for work? What are their skill sets? What is their availability of time? What is their demonstrated truthfulness and honesty been over your 30-year relationship with that person? You know, Okay. Be honest in evaluating this person, number one. Right? And then number two, building into your plan checks and balances. So if things start to slide, there's a way to catch that early. And there's no one way to do that. This is what we do through individual counseling with our clients, figuring out what are the best ways to build in checks and balances into your estate plan.
Yeah, and I really think the starting point and just the bedrock foundation for a good estate plan is to sit down, talk with an attorney, and have a realistic conversation about your family dynamics, the history, and you know how everyone gets along. Because the disadvantage and the mistake that occurs when people do their own planning or do no planning is that these conflicts that have been around for years or just natural conflicts, that, you know, second spouse conflict, that is just a natural conflict. When you sit down and you talk with the attorney, this is really, really the key, the starting point for putting in place an estate plan that will, you know, less likely result in these conflicts of interest manifesting themselves in breaches of fiduciary duty.
You know, the law, you know, recognized this issue quite some number of years ago. In fact, it was probably way back in about 1999, where various legislatures starting up in Alaska and even moving down here to Washington started building into our statutes, our revised code of Washington, things to help out fiduciaries and to create some of these checks and balances. And here in Washington, we have what we call the trust advisor or the trust protector rules. And this is a fiduciary capacity person that can be inserted into your estate plan to either oversee it directly or indirectly. They can be available to any party to the trust that it's associated with. Things of that nature.
This is a safety net, safety valve.
Yeah, it's a safety valve, and it's just one. Sometimes we pair people up. You know, if you have, you know, a limited bench in your family, which many do, maybe pairing that family member up with a disinterested third-party fiduciary can help out. In fact, your family member may be thrilled that they have some help. There's always a lot to do and very time-consuming to deal with these types of things. So many folks are actually going, oh, I'm relieved. But when we talk about these, and how do you choose that fiduciary? What type of fiduciary? Is it going to be an institution? Is it going to be a lay service? You know, lots of different options, and we need to work through them for each client.
Yeah, and there are other things which I call demand provisions, which basically allows for beneficiaries to make certain demands. For instance, transparency in the forms of accountings, which allows a beneficiary to make a demand to find out what is in fact going on with the trust. The other is a demand for appointment of a co-fiduciary to just make sure that things are being managed correctly. Another type of demand would be giving the beneficiaries the right to demand the trust protector come in and remove. We sometimes build in these provisions that basically they can do so without cause. If they have questions, they have concerns, they can do so, and just simply it allows for a protection.
Well, folks, there's actually statutes on most of this. If you're the executor, upon 10 days written notice, 90 days after the probate is established, the executor is required by law to provide an accounting and an inventory and appraisement as they know it at the time. Now, it may be subject to change, of course, but we need to have transparency. And I think a proper fiduciary, that's one of the things they bring to the table, is, well, Scott, here's the good news, and here's the other part. And, you know, most situations are like that. Good news, bad news, or, well, here's the good news, but then there's more to the story. And so we need to kind of wrestle through these things. And that's what we do. And retiremeat.com's coming up. That's the hot ticket. Get your tickets today. Go to retiremeat.com. We're going to be right back after this short intermission.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
My father always used to say to me the three worst words in the English language, and I used to say it right along with him, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And the reason these are the most regrettable words is because you had some knowledge that you should have done something, but you didn't. You could have, but you didn't. And you would have, but you put it off. And that's where you find yourself. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of retirement have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas come flying up right in their face because they were not proactive. They didn't take care of the will. They didn't take care of a trust. They didn't do what they needed to do about real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregrick. Rick Gregrick is my estate planner. You can hear him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. The guy is an expert in the complicated field of what you need to do to prepare for retirement. You can schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick Gregrick, and let me tell you, It is complete. No shoulda, coulda, woulda's here. Rick Gregorick at yourpartnerinlaw.com, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
And welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick. Hey, check us out on the web at yourpartnerinlaw.com, yourpartnerinlaw.com. Check out our blogs. Check out all the stuff on the website. Go to RJG Legal. Check out our estate planning library. Oh, my, there's so many things there. Check that out. There's lots and lots of information for you there. The whole key to this show and the whole key to you getting your estate planning done is having the right foundational education such that you're prepared to make good decisions. So today we've really been talking about the people in your plan and the fiduciary standards that they owe to you in doing your planning. They owe it to you even when you're dead. And, you know, you're gone, and these rules survive to protect your assets moving on to the lawful, proper beneficiaries. And that's partly why these rules are imposed.
And we've been talking, you know, mostly today about the post-death fiduciary obligations. What we have not been talking about today, and we're going to talk about it a little bit here in our closing minutes, is the pre-death fiduciary obligations, because the pre-death fiduciary obligations is where a significant amount of the abuse occurs. And that is where you have the powers of attorney. The financial power of attorney is a fiduciary. And oftentimes, again, it's a second spouse or it's a child, and they use that power of attorney to benefit themselves. It is by far the most abused document and position that is out there. Much of my practice and much of many attorneys that do what I do, which is trust and estate type of litigation, we spend a tremendous amount of our careers dealing with breaches of fiduciary duties by attorney, in fact, managing finances. And I could sit here for hours without taking a breath, giving examples of different types of breaches of fiduciary duty. And if you're going to do proper estate planning, it comes back to what we talked about earlier, that bedrock of your estate plan, which is sitting down and talking with an attorney about the dynamics of your family, about the history in your family. Because two siblings that get along, you know, we don't run into as many problems. What we do sometimes run into is inadvertent use of the power of attorney to cause an issue. And that inadvertence is not necessarily a breach of a fiduciary duty and can be fixed. What we run into a lot of is you have siblings that for decades, lifetimes, have been at odds. Lack of trust, constant blaming of the other. And what happens is those things don't go away. Now you throw money and control into the equation. And when you throw money and control into the equation, what you end up with is children trying to disinherit effectively the other children by moving money around, by using money, by compensating themselves inappropriately.
Distorting the facts, not providing a proper inventory.
Yeah, not providing information. Closing bank accounts and moving money into bank accounts that they are beneficiaries. Closing CDs, taking the money. I mean, it just is endless what the occurrences are where you have these breaches of fiduciary duty using powers of attorney. So my point is this. If you are thinking about estate planning, don't have an estate plan in place, or you have just some powers of attorney that you grabbed off of the internet and you filled in your kids, or you filled in your second spouse, you've got to sit down and talk to an attorney and talk realistically about getting an appropriate estate plan in place, because these self-help plans are a serious, serious, serious issue. It is a constant source of litigation and heartache. and disappointment when you have one child that breaches their fiduciary duty or a second spouse that breaches their fiduciary duty using a power of attorney.
You know, it's devastating. It rips families apart. And most of the time, the majority of the time, the clear majority, it is avoidable.
Mm-hmm.
It is avoidable. But we have to put a little thought into it. You have to put a little thought into it. And you need to be honest with yourself and honest about your children and your spouses and everyone else in your plan. Then talk to your attorney. Talk to us. Come on into Gregrick & Associates. It's one of the reasons we offer a free initial consultation for estate and elder law planning, is so you can get all this type of information, and then you can start to develop your plan with the right people in place at the right time to do the right job to carry out your goals, your objectives, because estate planning, it's not just about you, but it's about you and all of your beneficiaries, and if we put that together right, you're going to have a great plan. We'll be back next week, folks. Have a
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. AventInfo newsletters and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.